Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Today, we're going to talk about rings, fingers, and symbolism. So rings are one of those things that I think a lot of men, besides their wedding rings, they shy away from. It's something that, and this is maybe a North American thing or something that we see in many of the countries in which you see a lot of very conservative men. I mean conservative in the sense of, hey, we're not really flamboyant with our style. We don't usually use it to express much except for maybe certain things. And rings are one of those, which if you look at a man that wears a ring, most of the time it is because he's married. Even engagement rings, you know, they've picked up with women in the last 100 years, but with men, now most of us aren't getting into engagement rings. Maybe a class ring, maybe a college ring occasionally, but a lot of guys end up taking that off. Although I know a lot of guys that went to the academy, maybe to the Naval Academy, to West Point, maybe they graduated from Texas A&M University. Usually it's a military connotation. You'll see some of that. Other people, they're going to maybe wear a signet ring or something that has a family crest with it, or something like that, more of a European thing there. But I think rings are a thing that if a man is confident, he knows what he's doing, why not bring it in a bit of style, have fun with a statement ring. It definitely can be a conversation starter, be something that you can start. Hey, yeah, I want to talk about like this. I designed it myself. I wanted something that symbolized my family, my crest, or maybe it's even something, you know, not so grandiose. Maybe it's just something, I am an artist. I love to create pieces which make a person think. So I used this unique metal, which reminds me of this. And then I put in these designs, which a little bit of my heritage, but also a little bit of like of my favorite stories. You know, how many of us don't love movies like, what is it, the Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit? That one, obviously, a ring plays a center point, but it could be just something like if you're a Star Wars fan or if you're into certain types of other stories out there, you just want to bring it in there. And I think this is where subtly you can actually have a lot of fun. And I just think a lot of guys don't even think that they can do that into their wardrobe. So that's what this discussion is hopefully going to do. Open your mind at least to the possibilities. I'm not saying you have to go out there and get 5 rings and wear them on one hand, but that's actually maybe a good transition. Let's talk about rules, because rules, there are, I think, some general guidelines, and I'm going to lay out 4 here. So you ready? Let's get into it. Rule number 1. Pay attention to the traditions of your country or of your culture or of wherever you're at. Like I said, most cultures are going to be a bit conservative when it comes to rings. They're going to say, okay, a man should wear a ring basically either on his right hand or his left hand. Usually, and I'll talk about each of the fingers here, but usually it's going to be on the ring or 4th finger, and that symbolizes marriage. I'll talk about why that actually and the history behind that here in a second, but there are other cultures in which it's perfectly fine to wear as many rings as you'd like. And so, you know, with that being said, hey, why not? If it is something that you want to enjoy, you have fun with, go for it. Rule number 2, let's pay attention to proportion. Proportion is the size of the ring in relation to the size of your hand. So some of us have smaller hands. In that case, maybe look at a thin band, at a smaller built ring. You want to just make sure that it's proportioned to the size of your hand. If you are a bigger guy, you've got really big hands, then wear a larger, thicker band, something that's got a heavier built and it's going to look good. What you want to avoid is trying to wear something that's too large, too heavy, and just doesn't work with your hand. Now, let's say you get something that's passed on to you, and it has significance, has meaning for your family, you can actually get the ring resized to fit with your hand. Rule number three, try to match metals. So this is bringing in watches, bracelets, other things like that. You'll want to, hey, if you know that you're going to buy a ring and you already have silver watches, silver bracelets, silver cufflinks, perhaps go with a silver ring. I like the uniform look, but this rule honestly is very flexible, especially when it comes to rings with meanings such as a wedding ring. I mean, if you've got a gold wedding ring, but you like silver, you've got a silver watch, silver cufflinks, or let's say, and I've seen some guys get around this by actually having rings, bringing in watches or other pieces that have multiple metals and mix gold with silver. So, you know, again, it's pretty flexible. Personally, I keep all of my rings, watches, bracelets, buckles, cufflinks, everything one color, silver. And some of you guys may be wondering, okay, how do I choose to go silver or gold? Usually for me, it's about the tone and what feels good for you. I'm a cooler toned individual. Therefore, I gravitate towards silver. How to be able to tell if you're warm toned or cool toned? Okay, so look at your arm, look at your veins. If you can see blue, then most likely you're cooler toned and you're going to want to gravitate towards silver, although you can go with gold. But if you can't see the blue veins, if it, you know, it's just an even color or you even see a little bit of red, then you're most likely warmer toned and gold's going to probably look best on you. Rule number four, if you're going to wear multiple rings, make sure to try to balance them out. What you don't want to do is wear five rings on one hand and on that same hand, wear your watch, wear your bracelet, everything else. That's going to be overly weighted on one hand and then the other hand has nothing. No. So if you can, if you're going to wear like three rings, wear two rings on one hand, wear one ring on the other. You want to try to spread this out the same. And then if you're going to wear a watch, maybe wear it on the hand that you have the one ring on. So kind of makes sense. So now at this point, let's start to talk about the cultural significance of each of the rings. And by the way, if you want to see an infographic, if you want to read a lot more about everything we're going to talk about here, go to the show notes. You're going to find them at realmenrealstyle.com/episode50, which pretty excited that we actually hit 50 episodes on this podcast. If you haven't had a chance yet, make sure to go over to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're grabbing this from and leave a review. Let me know that you guys are enjoying this podcast. We've already made 50. I think I'm going to commit to making at least 25 to 50 more, but I want to hear from you guys if you're enjoying this podcast. But let's get back to what we're talking about here, and let's talk about ring, finger, and symbolism of each finger, and we'll even talk about some of the different sides of the hand. So the first ring that we're going to talk about is the ring finger, aka the fourth finger. Now, the ring finger gets its name because across most cultures, this is where the wedding or engagement ring is worn. Oftentimes, you're going to see maybe the engagement ring on the left-hand side or the right-hand side, but they'll move it around after they get married. They'll replace it with the marriage finger. I've seen some people wear both rings on the same finger over on the left-hand side. Sometimes they will actually take off the engagement finger or ring, move it over to the other side of the other hand, and they'll wear it on the same finger. But I also see in certain Eastern European countries, such as Ukraine, I've also seen it in Russia, where you have Orthodox religion, is that the wedding ring is worn over on the right hand. So left hand in the majority of the world on the ring finger symbolizes marriage, but I've also seen it over on the right hand. In some countries in India, it's actually very recent that they're starting to wear rings to symbolize marriage. Now, before medical science discovered that the circulatory system, the way it functioned and everything, many people believed that there was a vein that actually ran directly from the fourth finger to the heart. A lot of people say it was actually only on the left-hand side, but I think it was the left or right. In any case, because of the hand-heart connection, it was fitting that the wedding ring be worn on that fourth finger because of that connection. Now, typically a ring worn on this finger is going to be a simple band made of silver or gold, unless it's maybe an engagement ring. In modern times, we've seen a lot of engagement rings, especially in the West. They have they've got a big diamond in them, or they've gotten a lot more ornamental. But historically, rings on this finger have been very simple. When it comes to astrological symbolism, the ring finger or the fourth finger represents romanticism, as we talked about, and creativity, and it's oftentimes associated with the moon. Next up, let's talk about the little finger, AKA the pinky finger. So I don't know, I've seen a number of mobster movies, and maybe it's The Sopranos or one of them, they talk about actually a lot of gangsters wearing a ring on this finger. I'm not going to say that that's what it symbolizes, but for some people it does. But when it comes down to it, historically, it's been a favorite finger for men to accessorize. Why? Because the pinky is on the edge of the hand. And therefore, anything worn here is going to appear to be more prominent. It's going to be easier to spot. So a ring on the little finger, you know, they also don't usually have a religious association. So for a lot of guys, you know, they're like, okay, it has no religious association. This is going to be a finger that I can stylize, I can have fun with. Now, there are certain professions that have actually taken this and they've ran with it. So I want to note the iron ring. A lot of Canadian engineers, they are going to have a ring here, or they're going to wear a ring on this finger. And this ring, it symbolizes both the pride and humility of the engineering profession in Canada. Now, in the United States, we have the engineer's ring. It's a stainless steel ring worn on the fifth finger of the working hand of the engineer, and it shows that he belongs to the order of the engineer, and he takes it very seriously, his job. I really like this, especially whenever I'm driving across a bridge or I'm maybe going, you know, flying in an airplane, to think that, hey, you know, those engineers, they take that job seriously. If what they built is going to stay, you know, together, that's pretty darn cool. Now, in Europe, signet rings, are rings that since medieval times have displayed the personal seal of an individual or his family, they've traditionally also been worn on the little finger of a gentleman's left hand. When it comes to astrological symbolism, the little finger represents the god Mercury. It's oftentimes associated with intelligence and persuasion. So I can see that intelligence, why that works really well for those engineers. Don't really know about the signet rings. And in fact, we'll talk about what other finger signet rings are also worn on. We'll get into that here in about a second. When it comes to astrological symbolism, the little finger represents the god Mercury, and it's associated with intelligence and persuasion. Hence, I can see why the engineers love it on this finger, intelligence. There we go. Now let's talk about the middle finger, AKA the long or the tall finger. And now the middle finger, because, and many of us know that if you stick your middle finger up at somebody, it is a rude gesture, basically telling them to F off. Or, you know, and this is not, you know, it's different in cultures around the world. Not everyone knows about this, but it's been made popular by Hollywood. Those of us in the West, there's no mistaking what this symbolizes. Now, why aren't rings normally worn on that finger? It actually doesn't have really anything to do with the gesture, and it has to do with the practicality. You see, if you wear a ring on this finger, it's oftentimes going to get in the way, because if it's proximity to the index finger when performing certain tasks, just make it really not practical. Now, if you decide to wear a ring on your middle finger, it would be wise to wear something relatively streamlined in design. You just don't want it to get in the way. So avoid bulky, oversized rings if you're going to wear a ring on the middle finger. When it comes to astrological symbolism, the middle finger is associated with Saturn, and that symbolizes both balance and responsibility. The next finger I'm going to talk about is the index finger, AKA the pointer or the trigger finger. So let's go back a few hundred years. Rings were commonly worn on the pointer finger. And the reason being is this is where you wore your family crest ring or your signet rings I talked about. However, that started to shift over to the pinky finger, and we did see, you know, a pretty good balance of wearing on the index finger. But nowadays, I think that because of that history, the index finger, and because it's actually doesn't get in the way much and that people won't notice it, this is a great location for your class or your fraternal ring. So you graduated from, you know, the University of Texas, or you went to one of the academies, the Air Force Academy, maybe the Naval Academy or the Merchant Marine Academy. Sure, go for it. Go ahead and wear your ring right on your index finger. Now, it's not going to be as prominent as the thumb or the pinky. A ring on the index finger, though, is going to be a lot more practical than wearing it on the middle finger, and it's going to be more noticeable than wearing it on the ring finger. I think it's a great choice for a statement ring. Also, while we're talking about the index finger, it's important to note its place in pop culture, in religion, and in historical teachings. Let's look at the Sistine Chapel. I think that's where you see the creation of Adam, painted by Michelangelo. Notice which fingers they are about to touch with. So in certain religions, the pointing and the showing of the index finger, it's a symbolism of a oneness with God. It can also, if you look at historical recruiting posters, you first look at the German recruiting posters, then the English recruiting posters during World War I, World War II, and then Uncle Sam, World War II, that famous recruiting poster, I want you. What is he doing? He's pointing right at you with his index finger, a powerful symbolism oftentimes associated with this finger. Now, when it comes to astrological symbolism, the index finger, it's associated with Jupiter and represents power and authority. Finally, let's discuss the thumb and rings worn on the thumb. Though uncommon, thumb rings have historically and still are worn in some cultures. The thing with a thumb ring is it symbolizes wealth and influence. Also, it does have a military history, so a number of archers used to wear thumb rings for protection. Oftentimes, we see thumb rings as being bulkier because of the size of the thumb, and it can balance it out, and because it's going to be used to symbolize wealth, we often saw precious metals used with it. Like the pinky, because the thumb is on the edge of the hand, it's going to make whatever ring you decide to wear there more prominent. And if you want to wear multiple rings on the same hand, like the pinky ring, it's a good one to start with because it's going to allow you to distribute the rings across your hand. Now, this finger does have astrological associations, but they're oftentimes individual and interpreted based off of the thumb length, whether it's long or short, the feelings, whether it's a hard or soft thumb, and the straightness or lack of straightness of the thumb. Now, thumbs in classic mythology, they're linked to a person's character. So there you have it. And if you want more, go to the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode50. In the show notes, I'm going to link over to the infographic. I'm also going to talk more about my courses because if you are really into this stuff, you want to learn not just about jewelry, but you also want to learn about style, business communication, how to master this so that you can make more money, so that you can get the girl, so that you can get what you want out of life. Definitely go check us out over at realmenrealstyle.com. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.